Alaska's namesake airline launched its new daily flight from the West Coast to Havana this morning. Alaska Airlines' new service comes as the Obama administration's opening to Cuba gives way to an uncertain future. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonzi reports.
U.S. Airlines competed aggressively last year for a limited number of slots to begin regular scheduled service to Cuba. Alaska Airlines won the only West Coast route awarded, a daily round trip that starts in Seattle, goes to Los Angeles, and then onward to Havana and back. But will the incoming Trump administration change the rules?
Tom, your guess is as good as mine at this point,
says Alaska Airlines VP of Capacity Planning, John Kirby.
Obviously, there's always the potential that things could change, but since service has started, it's difficult to envision us taking a big step backwards.
The Obama administration loosened restrictions on travel from the U.S. to Cuba, but visits simply for tourism remain illegal. U.S. travelers need to have family ties, official business, or an educational, religious, or humanitarian agenda. I'm Tom Bonzi reporting.